one of the many things getting more use because of widespread stay-at-home orders are home wastewater systems, septic tanks. In fact, the number of homes with on-site sewage treatment in this country has been rising, raising concerns from some environmentalists. Joining us now for more is Sarah Hager. She's an engineer, researcher, and instructor in the on-site sewage treatment program in the Water Resources Center at the University of Minnesota. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, how many people in the country have septic tanks, and is that number going up?
Yeah, so across the U.S., it does really vary from state to state, but if you look at across the U.S., that number is about 25%. And that number, according to the home builders, is actually increasing. We don't have fabulous data about this because the last time this question was really addressed nationwide was in the 1990 census. They are planning to currently add that question back, so we will in the future probably have better data. But home builders have been collecting data, and they have been reporting that that number has been increasing.
And is that just basically because more people are moving out further away from cities into rural areas and even deeper into suburbs, and they just don't have the infrastructure there to have a town sewage system?
Yeah, generally that is the reason that extending sewers also into rural areas is very expensive. And if you think about where a lot of people live around metropolitan areas, it's in, you know, that give or take hour range of, you know, a downtown city. And you really can't, in many instances, affordably extend a wastewater treatment plant that far. Mm-hmm. Also, we've really developed a lot of the easy land that was easy to plat with a wastewater treatment plant connection. So a lot of the areas that we are now developing are far beyond that extent. Very often, it's a less costly option to treat your wastewater closer to where you're collecting it. So again, people basically have little wastewater treatment plants in their backyards. The typical treatment we're going to see from those is certainly comparable. The difference is, again, that's something now that the property owner is responsible to both pay for and manage.
And there are some pretty big environmental concerns about the rise of septic tanks. Tell us about those. What are the disadvantages when it comes to the environment?
I would say the largest disadvantages is that many of the septic systems that were put in the past, sometimes people call these like legacy systems, aren't up to today's standards. So the most common impact we see across the U.S. is to our surface waters. So in areas that have fresh water, like in the Midwest where I live, the risk there is phosphorus reaching our lakes, rivers, and streams. If you live more in a coastal area, the concern is nitrogen. And because improper treatment of nitrogen can cause toxic algal blooms. But varying municipalities and states have kind of different tracking of those systems and management requirements. And so that's still a non-universal kind of application, is like how are systems actually being managed across the U.S.
Now, you mentioned the algal blooms, and in fact, the big ones that we saw in Lake Erie and in the Gulf of Mexico in recent years, septic tanks were actually one of the contributors to that. They're not the only cause of that. But what about the issue of sea level rise, especially with septic tanks that are close to the coast? What are the concerns when it comes to water levels rising, and then there's this thing underground that may be a problem?
Yeah, so septic systems to work effectively do need a separation from the bottom of the septic system. And keep in mind that a septic system is, at a minimum, a tank followed by some sort of drain field system. That drain field is a soil component that helps treat the wastewater. So we design those soil components to be above the water table. And keep in mind, there's kind of two water tables in many parts of the U.S. Sometimes there's like a very shallow groundwater, and then there's the deep groundwater where we're pulling like our drinking water from. But we are designing our systems to be above even that shallow groundwater. So if sea level rises and it impacts where groundwater is, that could negatively impact septic systems.
Are there parts of this country that have no wastewater treatment at all, no sewer and no septic systems?
There are pockets. I wouldn't say there's any state or any given area, but there are areas that are underserved when it comes to wastewater treatment. So there's been an area identified in the southern part of the U.S. and even in the state I live that has pretty progressive environmental regulations. We still have communities and even individual homeowners that don't have appropriate wastewater treatment. it's a very large public health issue. It's not just an environmental one. It's sewage spread sickness, improperly treated sewage. So that's definitely a priority that's gotten some more recent attention.
That is Sarah Hager, who is a researcher at the University of Minnesota there in the on-site sewage treatment program, the Water Resources Center. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.